and a warm welcome to Smashing Secrets Feng Shui. We're your hosts. My name is Chloe.
And I'm Joe, and we're a mother and daughter duo.
This show is for all of those that are interested in Feng Shui, including those with no previous experience, but would like to learn how you can improve your life and your successes even more than you're doing already.
That's right. This is the show for you because we're going to be breaking down the secrets of Feng Shui, making the principles much more accessible. This is so you can make your good luck better and make your bad luck smaller. And we're going to discuss how to do that with all the other interesting facts and features of Feng Shui and everything in between. I hope you enjoy listening. Hello and welcome to Smashing Secrets Feng Shui. And this is your host, Joe. And you've got me all to yourself today as our lovely little Chloe has left her voice in Portugal. So she's back in the UK. We did have some technical issues before she left. So it meant that we had to wait until tonight. And then she wasn't able to join me because she's lost her voice. So you've got me all by myself, and thought today would be a really good opportunity to talk about the flying stars and perhaps Bardzi if we have time for the month of May. I don't know about you, but last month was pretty intense, and those two dragons were not the easiest forms of energy to work with. So I hope everyone managed okay. And the good news is that this month of May, things should get a little bit lighter. Well, it depends. It depends on the stars that you've got. But it's certainly not as heavy as the energies of the two dragons. And those were the annual star of the dragon as well as the month star of the dragon, because they also oppose one another and can throw up all kinds of nonsense. So this month, we have the energy of the snake, and it's in harmony. The top star is represented by the energy of yin earth, and that combines with the energy of the snake, and together they form a very soft and gentle energy, at least on the surface, but that can actually represent deep, profound transformation and change. The snake is very mystical and magical. The earth energy is very receptive. It's if you think of yin earth as being similar to soil, it's going to absorb all that information. It's going to absorb sort of all the emotions and all the power that is generated when we express ourselves. And it's going to generate endings and beginnings. So that's the kind of theme for the month of May. And for some, it's going to be quite minor. And for others, it's going to be pretty big stuff. So I'd like to just dive a little bit deeper into the month of May in terms of the flying stars, because you can help adjust this energy. So if you have the star of the pig or the monkey, or you have maybe the ox or the rooster, then you're going to be quite sensitive to the energies that are available this month of May. That will continue, I think, until the 4th or 5th of June. So it's quite a soft energy, yin earth and yin fire. But within the snake, we've got some metal and earth energies, which can sort of strike when you're not expecting it. So you could be bumbling along quite happy, and all of a sudden you have something quite pivotal that's going to bring about a big shift in terms of how it relates to your chart. So let's look at the feng shui, because this is all about feng shui. So in the month charts, we see a flying star go into the center, which is associated with conflict. The conflict star's in there. It's going to be joined by the star two, which is an energy. In period nine, it's not unfavorable, but it does have associations with poor health and sickness and stress. And with the conflict combo, it does suggest that it could be quite intense energy. I don't think it's going to be as strong as the energies of April, but it does depend on the stars you have in your chart. But it could also mean that you're going to be a little bit more accident prone or a little bit more clumsy. It could also represent setbacks. So it's acting as a kind of catalyst for change. It's going to present possibly some obstructions or situations that will kind of force you to reevaluate what's going on, maybe prioritize what's important to you. Maybe you get a fresh perspective or an insight into a situation that's been perhaps going round cyclically for a long time, and now you've got the opportunity to change it and to really align yourself with the energies that represent you, the best version of you. So you could find certain stages of this month to be a little bit unexpected. We've got a very strong feminine energy, so it's more of a matriarch energy than a patriarch, so women should do very well. We've got really good stars in the southwest. We've got wealth stars. So if your home is facing southwest, that's pretty lucky. You've also got the annual star of happiness, which is going to support that wealth star as well. Fire supports earth. The southwest direction is associated with the earth energy. And that fire energy is going to keep it nice and strong. So throughout the whole of the month of May, you should have some really good energies in the southwest sectors. That's where I'm going to be holding up. And I suggest you do the same. If your home is facing southwest, then you're going to be in luck. Opportunities are going to come to you, but it's up to you whether you take them and work with them and act on them. If you're facing southwest, then you'll be facing wealth opportunities. If you're sitting with the back to the southwest, you're going to have a better opportunity to accumulate wealth and to have sort of more good health and well-being and energies working for you or helping you, supporting you. And that's actually also true for those in the south, not to the same extent as the southwest, but we do have some really good energy in the south, and it's very much to do with power. There's two metal stars there, so it's not as strong and or as harmonious as the energy in the southwest, but if your home is facing south, this should still be a good month for you. We've got windfalls and bonuses, so unexpected good fortune, that, and including prosperity, that can help you achieve whatever you want to do. You can also attract favourable people, mentors or people that are able to give you advice, people that have had experience in perhaps the direction that you're thinking of going in. So you'll be able to gain advice and perhaps eliminate any false starts, or if you need to make a decision, then this is a really good sector to be in. It's also quite useful if your home is, if your main entrance is in the south sector and or your bedroom or your study, all of those will be able to accumulate and hold on to that favourable energy for you. So the next one is, another good one is the southeast. So all along that southeast, south and southwest part of your home, you should try, if you can, to spend as much time either working, sleeping or eating there, because then you'll be absorbing all the good fortune that these stars are going to be bringing to these sectors. So in the southeast, we've got a star associated with victory and good fortune. And in the east, which is my other favourite, we've got another combo, which has got the happiness star as well as the academic star, the two lucky stars, and they are also in harmony with the east direction. So we've got star one, star nine, and they create something that's really useful for completing projects. So it generally is good fortune, but it's also really useful if you're trying to complete something and you want to concentrate, you want to focus, but you also want to pour your heart and soul into something. It's all going to come together in the east sector. So that's another lucky direction. The west sector still has the star of misfortune, the annual star of misfortune. However, it's joined this month by academic and romantic star. It's not particularly strong, I'll be honest, but if your home is facing west, then the good news is some of that heavy energy is going to get lighter. And this month you may find you've got a little bit more sort of sugar in your love life. It might be that things are a little bit more sweeter. If your home is facing northwest, however, then you've got the opposite arm of rage. You've got a conflicting star. So you have the annual star of romance in there, but unfortunately it's going to be joined this month by a star associated with conflict, misunderstandings, arguments. It could be lack of harmony that's going to come in there. So if that's the case, my recommendation would be to, if you can, avoid that area of your home. But if your bedroom's in the northwest and you're unable to avoid that direction, then don't rise to the challenge. Don't react to any sharp words or conflicting energy. Just try and keep the peace as much as you can. It's just temporary. It will pass. And you can reduce it with the fire element, but only a little bit, not too much. We don't want anything being too explosive. And if you're using candles, then certainly do not leave a candle unattended. It is a fire hazard. In the north, we've got to be a little bit careful as well. We've got a wealth star there, but it's fading. It's starting to lose its power. And we've also got a star that's associated with robbery or loss. This star can also represent backstabbing, gossip, kind of mean-spirited people, speaking unfavorably behind your back. It's that kind of nasty energy. And if you have somebody that springs to mind, I would recommend that you avoid them as much as you can. The other direction, northeast, has an unfavorable star as well. So again, if your house is facing northeast, then you're going to be a little bit susceptible to more of the sort of heavy energy that was around in April. So I'm afraid I would think about either avoiding that sector, but if you can't, then increase the metal element. It can be anything made of metal. If you place it in the northeast sector of your home or somewhere where that star's residing, so northeast direction, northeast sector, then you're going to help give that difficult energy associated with obstruction, things slowing down, things not going according to plan, unexpected problems, all of that kind of heavy energy is going to be reduced by the metal element. So if that affects you, then metal in the northeast will help. And then let's just have a little glance at the Bardsey, because some of the Bardsey stars are going to be more sensitive than others. The Tiger is one of those that's going to be a little bit, I don't want to say sensitive, but challenged. It's going to, so I think if you can, keep your head down, keep the peace, don't resort to any provocation. It could be, the Tigers can be quite ferocious when attacked or when provoked. So if you feel that's coming towards you, then try and avoid the problem rather than launching yourself into a full-scale conflict, because this difficult star is only around temporarily, but if you start a conflict with this star, it's going to expand and spread. So the best thing of all would be not to rise to any bait, but instead let this energy pass, and then everything should become a little bit more harmonious in June. So it's just this month that the Tiger is going to be a little bit more pressurized or sensitive, a little bit more aware of some of the unfavorable things that could potentially be going wrong and causing some stress. You may also be a little bit sensitive to tummy upsets, digestive problems. So try and avoid overindulging in rich foods, or if you're partying, try not to party too hard. That's my advice. But if you're born with the rabbit in your chart, either the year, the month, the day, or the hour, you should have some good luck this month. So to our dragons looking good. So where dragons had a pretty challenging month in April, the month of May looks pretty good. It's you should find your energy levels increasing. You'll be able, any brain fog's going to start to dissipate. This could also be a really good time for new beginnings, making a new start. As I say, endings and beginnings are kind of the general theme in May. So dragons will be able to kind of throw away or let go of anything that was causing them a bit of stress in April, and instead can look forward with their head held high for the oncoming energy in May. Particularly if you work with a rooster or a monkey or a rat, then any form of collaboration should be really useful this month. Snakes are very lucky this month because they're going to have a sort of little booster with the energy of the snake. So they've got favourable people, their intuition's going to be super, super high, super sharpened. It's very good for discovering a new perspective or perhaps a new piece of information that kind of ties everything together. So any form of research should go well. But again, endings and beginnings. So we've also got career advancement, promotion. You'll feel more confident. You should feel your energy levels becoming more replenished. And you should just find things going according to plan. Things just sort of go click, 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 and smooth, and things sort of move more smoothly. Horses are the same. They've got really good energy this month, particularly to do with wealth and prosperity. You've got a heaven star, which is going to increase your ability to be to achieve something, particularly success, achieve a success and be successful. You could also attract mentors or people that can give you some advice. You've got more opportunities coming. It's, yeah, good for horses and very, very good for all those with the goat inside their chart. Again, wealth and prosperity. We've got promotion and career advancements similar to the horse. If you're feeling particularly creative, you've got really good energy for that. It's lots of progress and it's good for relationships. Monkeys should do very, very well during the month of May. The star of the monkey combines with the snake being, I'll be a little bit careful because there's a sort of punishment aspect, which means you could not just be hard on yourself. It's more about maybe something from the past triggering, causing some emotional kind of release. It's not terrible, but it can unlock something within that needs to be expressed, needs to be released. So don't worry too much if part of the month you kind of feel a bit icky. That's just part of that buried energy, suppressed, anything suppressed is now given an opportunity to be released. So if you are feeling a bit more emotional, because those, the monkey and the snake, when they come together, they actually form a water energy, which can represent your emotions and your fears. So it may be that something that even from a long, long time ago could be triggered and works its way to the surface, and you may suddenly feel a little bit more vulnerable. If possible, because of the good energy around you, try and talk it over with somebody that you trust, somebody that you feel safe with, and just work it through so that it's released. And after that, you've got really good luck. you may not have any kind of triggers, I'm just saying. But if you do, there's still good luck around and you can still make sure that this is a positive month for you. You should find this is a good month for your prosperity. We've also got relationship good fortune. We've got your plans going smoothly. It's good for business. There's lots of really good energy there. Roosters will combine with the snake, which is great. So this is a good month for you. Very, very good for communication. Very good for getting on with people, good for connecting, socializing, networking, all of that sort of thing. All forms of communication should be brightened up throughout this month. So your language, the words that you use, also the words that you, if you're a writer, also if you're, or even emails, any kind of wordsmith activity will be enhanced this month. So if you are involved in any copywriting or anything to do with words, then this is a really good month for you, and you should find that everything flows a lot more smoothly and a lot more easily for you. We've also got a romantic star that's going to be drawn to all those with the roosters, so you could find love in unexpected places. If you're already in a relationship, then you may find that this star sort of boosts that romanticness around you, which is beautiful and lovely, and well done you. And if you're single, then this is a month where you could be pleasantly surprised and a small, insignificant situation could blossom into something beautiful. So keep your eyes and wits about you and try and look your best. I know you will. You're a rooster. And academic energy for roosters are also showing good stars. For those with the energy of the dog, then you still need to be a little bit careful. There's quite a sensitive energy around you. It's it can be a bit conflicting, a bit to do with arguments or quarrels, disagreements, misunderstandings. So that's just try not to get into any rhetoric that is unpleasant or negative. Don't stoop down to the level that the person provoking you is obviously trying to gain your attention. And if you engage, then you're just lowering yourself down to their level. So avoid people that are obviously not interested in your welfare and instead are trying to upset you in some way. If possible, avoid them and don't react. Don't become drawn in to the drama. If you do, the drama's just going to get bigger and more ugly. You're going to be left feeling more unhappy. So just try and be kind to yourself, be kind to others. And if there is something unpleasant, just walk away. Don't get involved. And you'll be fine. Last one. Oh, the energy of the pig. Yeah, a little bit similar to the energy of the dog. You've got a quarrelsome star that's going to be stirring up all sorts of normally passive, emotional, kind of calm energies are going to be stirred up and churned, if you like. So you may feel a bit more irritable or frustrated, more short-tempered. You may say something that could be taken out of context and people may become unhappy with your communication skills. You may say something that unfortunately is able to upset or trigger some emotional response from the people that, and it could be completely unintentional, but it does suggest that this month you do need to be a little bit careful. Try not to say anything too negative that, or anything that's a little bit controversial that could be taken in the wrong way, because chances are this month it will. It's not going to go in your favour. And people can be a bit dramatic or a bit over, sort of express their emotions a bit too strong this month, because we've got, it's very powerful, the snake. It's sort of like, it's one of those mystical, magical stars that is very much, it can go toward, it's not afraid of looking at things that are people could be afraid of, like, or taboo subjects. So the snake can be quite curious and it's not afraid to sort of dive deep and to look into the energies that are maybe a bit on the dark side. So some stars are going to be super sensitive to that, and the pig is one of them. So if you have the star of the pig and you're aware of some conversation around you that you don't feel comfortable with, rather than disagree and cause a problem, I think the best thing is just to kind of walk away and find someone else to talk to. And one other thing I wanted to share before I go is the sort of days where we've got a higher concentration of positive stars. I did have a quick peek at, and I wanted to get them out because time's marching on. And so stars that have particularly good energies this month, so lucky days this month include the 12th of May, the 13th of May, the 21st of May, the 25th of May, 27th of May, and the 30th of May. So if you're planning any events on any of those days, I hope you have a fantastic time. And if you are curious about how to interpret these stars with your Bardzi chart, then look to see where the animals or the earthly branches are in your Bardzi chart. So if it's in the year, it's going to affect you more generally, can have a bearing on your social groups, it can have a bearing on your friends or family members, it can have a bearing on your co-workers, but it's more of a general effect. If, however, you've got the earthy branch that you're looking at is in the month of birth, then that's got a bit stronger emphasis on your personality, your character, also on your career. It can also have bearing on your health. So if you've got a lucky star there, then, you know, go nuts. It's going to be a good month. If you have the earthly branch you're inquiring about is in your day of birth, then that's got a stronger effect on your relationships. And if it's in your hour of birth, then it's got a sort of a bigger emphasis on your dreams, your desires, long-term investments, relationships with children as well, or younger people. So that's a sort of a little quick hack into working out what's going to happen this month. But see what your facing direction of your home is. That's going to be one of the first tells. And then have a look at your Bardzi, four pillars, so your year, your month, your day, and your hour, and determine how those animals are going to behave this month. If you need any help, I'm here to help. So be very happy to have a look and do it for you. Just message. And if on our Patreon page, I have gone into it in a little bit more detail and given some cures, feng shui cures and enhancers, which should also help. And hopefully next episode, Chloe would have picked up her voice from Portugal, popped it back in, and then you'll have both of us again. So it's just me today, but I've enjoyed it. I hope you have too. And have a wonderful rest of your day. Lots of love from now.